Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you are tuning in today. If you find the podcast valuable, I hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Spreading the word about Pivotal Decisions is a great blessing to me. And one way you can do that is to subscribe to the YouTube channel, where you will find the podcast and much more. Well, a big treat today. Joining me once again on the Pivotal Decisions podcast is Mr. Timmy Williams. And Timmy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Pastor Stan. How are you?
I'm doing well. We are excited to have you back. I don't know if you know this or not, but you were the very first guest on the Pivotal Decisions podcast.
Wow. Well, thank you.
I mean,
thank
for the rest of your life.
And you asked me back.
I did. And for the rest of your life, you're going to have that honor of being able to tell everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we're excited that you're able to join us today. And Timmy, I know that you are quite a bit younger than me. And so you might not have experienced this the way that I have as I'm getting older, but I'm not that old. But as I'm getting older, I used to hear people say all the time when I was younger, that as you get older, time will go by much faster.
1,000% true. Yeah, I've experienced that in the last 10 years.
Even. You start to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we know it's not true necessarily, it actually is true.
Yeah.
What you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you experience. As you get older, it's like time just flies by.
Absolutely.
And the old saying is true that the days are long, but the years are short.
Mm-hmm.
And you experience that. And so when you start thinking about time, the Bible says to make the best use of your time. I came across this quote from A.W. Tozer and recently, and it stuck with me. He said, time is a resource that is non-renewable and non-transferable. You cannot store it, slow it up, hold it up, divide it up, or give it up. You can't hoard it up or save it for a rainy day. When it's lost, it's unrecoverable. When you kill time, remember that it has no resurrection.
Hmm.
That's pretty powerful.
It is.
And
we could just end right there.
We could. Thank you for joining Pivotal Decisions. That's a powerful message in of itself. So when I came across this article by Chuck Lawless, it's titled Seven Time Management Principles That Have Helped Me, and I'll put the link to this article in the show notes for you to see. These really convicted me because I realized that, boy, my time management is really suffering. And then when I read Chuck Lawless, I think, man, I need to do some work on my time management.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you shared this with me just a little bit ago, and I was reading through it, and I thought, oh, okay, well, how are we going to speak on this?
Exactly. I need to be transparent that I certainly don't have my game together when it comes to these time management principles, that I need this more than probably anybody listening right now. So
I'm not agreeing with you that you need that. I was just agreeing with you.
No, you
podcast.
Agreed with it, and I agree with you for agreeing with me. So what I thought we would do, Timmy, is just kind of walk through these, the seven time management principles that have helped me.
Cool.
This is from Chuck Lawless.
Yeah.
And we'll walk through these and just talk about them and convict everybody that's listening.
Awesome.
So number one, train myself to get up earlier. Lawless says that he gets up at 5 a.m., and that gives him time to do his devotion, workout, and pray through the day. So already, we're all convicted by this.
Absolutely.
Getting up at 5 a.m. But I will say, Timmy, that I do 100% agree with him on the training yourself to get up earlier.
Yeah.
You have to train yourself to do that.
Yeah. I actually love mornings, but it doesn't make me get up earlier.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, as I've gotten older, it does get easier because just your sleep habits change.
Yeah.
I've determined that. So I know when I get up earlier, I get more done
mm-hmm.
because there's less distraction.
Yeah.
there's really nothing to take your time besides the things you need to accomplish.
Right.
Like, you're not getting up thinking, oh, I'm going to watch Tennessee play football right now.
Yeah, we never get up and think that.
We're not there's nothing to watch, really, you know, to take our time. So you always get more done. But he says there the key is that means you have to go to bed earlier.
Yes.
And that's the mistake.
That is the tough thing, because, you know, you work a long day, you're tired, and I think in American culture we've decided, well, when we get home, I deserve XYZ. I get to have the big meal and watch TV, watch the Olympics, whatever it might be, the sporting event, and then it's 11:30, and then there's a rain delay, and then it's 12:30, and then we're like, oh, well, I just won't get up as early.
Yeah, and when we don't get up early, then we skip the most important things.
Yeah.
The time with God, praying about the day, just getting ourselves ready. Yeah. That's what suffers.
And the quality of that time, too. I find that I've become very consistent on a quiet time, but there are mornings where I'm like, okay, I read the Bible reading plan. And it's like, okay, well, did I really, you know, was I giving the Lord time to speak to me, or was I just checking the box?
Right, right. Yeah. I think you have to be a little creative in that, because everybody's life stage is different.
Totally.
So if you know, a young mother that's trying to get the kids up and get them ready for school, you know, you don't have to be so legalistic that you might need to get them off to school and then have your time.
That's
or
right.
You might get up earlier and have your, however works best.
Yeah.
But you have to fit that into your schedule.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to time management, it is true. Lawless is 100% accurate here. You have to train yourself to do this. It's something that takes a lot of commitment on your part. I'm going to go to bed earlier so I can get up earlier and make these things a priority in my life.
Absolutely.
Tell us number two, Timmy.
Yeah, number two, Lawless writes, pray through each day the night before and the morning of. Dr. Lawless goes on to say, each night he reviews his next day's schedule, his calendar, and he prays through the scheduled things. This is when it started to get real convicting.
This is major when it comes to conviction.
Yeah.
I mean, we pray, and I pray, but I can't say that I take out my calendar and start going down item by item.
Yeah.
And let me pray about this, the night before especially. Now, in the mornings, I'm better about it in the mornings, because I know I have certain things coming up, and I'm going to pray about that, especially if I'm meeting with a person. Like, I'm pretty good about praying. Well, I know I'm going to meet so-and-so at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I need to pray about that conversation.
Yeah.
But if it's staff meeting, I can't say that I prayed the night before about, God, give us a great staff meeting the next day, you know?
Yeah.
I can't say that I do that
the way
that I should.
And I think it can feel overwhelming too, praying through each day the night before. I mean, if we pray through every activity, you know, in length, that could be an hour. I love what you said a couple weeks ago in one of the sermons. When Peter started sinking, his eyes got off Jesus. He said a quick prayer. Lord, save me.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be every detail. The Lord knows your heart. The point is, God wants that relationship with us.
He does. I think one thing that's helped me, Timmy, in this area, I'm not great about praying through the schedule and calendar the night before, but what I have tried to do is end the day with reflecting on what God did that day.
Yeah,
just spend a few minutes before I go to sleep and just kind of walk through the day and say, God, I see how you worked there. I see how you managed that situation for me. And just give thanks for the day.
Yeah.
And that's been a real blessing to me to do that.
That's awesome.
So the 7 time management principles that have helped me from Chuck Lawless: train myself to get up earlier, pray through each day the night before and the morning of. Number 3 is prayerfully use a to-do list. And he says, I try to prioritize what I must do during the day, but I pray before I begin a task and when I complete it. I don't know how good you are about a to-do list. I go through seasons of doing well.
Yeah.
And then I get slack.
Yeah. Oh, I remember in college with classes, I hardly ever wrote anything down. I just remembered. And then after college, it was like, oh, I better write stuff down, at least on a calendar. And now, kind of the same way. Sometimes I'll write down, like in staff meeting, I'll take notes. Okay, I need to do this, 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 and this. But then I'll also put that piece of paper in a drawer somewhere. And
Right.
Oh, well, where'd that go?
What I've found, Timmy, is, and this is just being totally transparent, I've learned now that if I don't write it down, I totally forget it.
Yep.
And so I have to have a list. Now, it's out of necessity.
100%.
Or I just don't remember it.
And I'll even, you know, if a good example, if someone comes up to me at church in between services and says something, sometimes I'll say, hey, would you mind emailing me that? And it's not because I don't want to listen to what they're saying. It's because I know I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Because once I get into that next service, I'm thinking, what happened in between services?
Right,
you know?
Right, oh, yeah.
So
I do the same thing. I tell people a lot, would you email me that
and
remind me that of this conversation? And I try to tell people a lot. I just will be honest. If you don't remind me, I'll forget this.
Sure. Yeah.
I need you to email me and remind me to do this.
And part of that's probably just because we're information overload. Yeah. I mean, right? I mean, I don't know what the stats are, but the amount of like advertisements we see in a day now compared to 1,000 years ago, it's like our brain can't hold it all.
Right. You know? And there's a book, I forgot the name of this book, but it talks about how it releases your brain to write things down. It just releases your brain to be able to think more clearly on whatever it is you're doing in the moment when you know your brain is not trying to remember the 5 other things I have to do.
Yes.
It's written down on a piece of paper, so I don't have to use my brain energy to think about those 5 things.
Yeah.
I can focus on my task right now and not be worried about it.
Yes. And that helps a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
And you're much more productive that way.
Yeah.
I think the key, he said, though, the reason he does this, the reason why you would have a list is so you can pray before and after.
Right.
I think I'm probably pretty good about praying before, not as good about praying after.
Yeah.
I finish it. Oh, I'm done. Yeah. I'm just moving on to the next thing.
Right, right.
So that's an area I need to definitely work on, the praying after the task is completed.
Yes.
What's number 4, Timmy?
Well, number 4, Chuck Lawless writes, do the things I don't want to do first. And I love this one. This one is tough and easy. You know, if it's just something you don't like to do, that's one thing. But when you know it's going to be hard, like if you have that hard conversation, that's tough. But his point is once you do the hard thing, it's not hanging over you, he says, all day long. You know, and then the other side of it he brings up is the things you love to do, you have to look forward to later in the day.
I'm the world's worst for this. I mean, if I, especially when it comes to like a tough conversation with someone, I'll just keep putting it off.
Sure.
And I know I've got to do it, but I'll put it off to the very last moment that when it needs to be done.
Yeah.
And so then all day I'm dreading it. All day I'm worried about it.
Right.
And to be honest, most of the time, it's not near as bad as I think it's going to be.
Yes.
Now, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
But but most of the time, it's not near what my mind has made it out to be.
And that goes along with what you just said is when you haven't had the tough conversation or the task you don't like to do, it's on your mind the whole day. And it's taking up space where you can't fully, you know, for me, be creative because you're thinking about, oh, I need to go, I don't know, wash the dishes or whatever, you know, whatever it might be. It's just an excellent point, and it's super practical. There's nothing, you know, like too amazing about it. It's just practical.
It's very practical, and it comes back. You have to have the list, and then you look at the list, and what is the thing that I don't want to do?
Yes.
Put it at the top of the list and get it done early, and then you can be much more productive the rest of the day.
Yeah, which now makes me wonder if we have a conversation in the morning, is it because that was the conversation you didn't want to have?
I'm going to make you keep thinking. Is Stan wanting to have this conversation with me, or is he getting it off his list?
Yeah. It's like 7:30 in the morning. I hear from Pastor Stan.
Yes, we need to talk. That's number 4. Do the things I don't want to do first. Number 5, Lawless says, in most cases, limit meetings to 30 minutes.
Ooh.
I love this.
Yeah.
You can accomplish a lot in that time if you're focused and intentional. I simply tell folks, I'm glad you're here. We only have 30 minutes. that's awesome. I love that.
It is.
And I used to early on, I had meetings, long meetings.
Yeah.
And I've tried to shorten those down because he's 100% right. Once you get past 30 minutes, what are you really accomplishing after that?
Yes.
And if you have an agenda and you've thought it out a little bit, like this is what we need to do today and talk about, most of the time, 30 minutes, you can accomplish everything you need to talk about.
Yeah. And I love, I'll be honest, I love that he says limit meetings to 30 minutes and doesn't say eliminate meetings, because, you know, in the last 4 years, we've seen so much go to digital, but there is something healthy when you need to have a meeting about being face to face and not just through the computer.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But on the other hand, you can sometimes, I mean, I've been in meetings, not here, but I've been in meetings where it's like, oh, that was 2 hours, and I think that could have been about 5 minutes.
Some people really enjoy meetings.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a certain personality.
Yeah.
They love to meet. I think it makes them feel important.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know how they feel.
Yeah.
That's me judging them about meetings. But I, you know, I've gotten more and more aware I don't like meeting.
Yeah.
It's just something I don't like.
Sure.
Because it takes so much of your time.
Yeah.
Most of the time, a personal conversation you can accomplish quicker, and it's actually much more relational.
Yeah.
And it's much healthier mm-hmm. to do it that way.
And that actually kind of leads into point number six. He says, wisely use email, texting, and social media. One of the examples he gives, he quickly deletes and unsubscribes to emails he doesn't need. So I'm the worst about that. I'll just delete it. And then a month later, I'll get another email, and I'll delete it, and then delete it. And then a year later, I'm like, I never signed up for, you know, whatever it is. Like, and it just keeps coming. And finally, I'll unsubscribe. And then sometimes they still come, but that's another story.
Right now, Timmy, I'm just looking at my phone.
Oh, boy.
I have 5,321 unopened emails on my phone.
Oh, that's I'm stressed.
It's confession time.
Okay, well, I'm doing pretty good then. Hey, so there was... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, there was a speaker one time who came to Liberty. I won't say his name just in case you emailed him. But I picked him up from the airport because he was a guest speaker in the School of Music. And he was just so down to earth. And he said, you know, this morning I had 2,000 unread emails in my inbox. You know what I did? I deleted every single one. And I decided if it's actually important, they'll email me back.
He's my hero.
I know.
He's my hero.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that. I just have this thing. I just skip a lot of emails and don't answer them.
Right.
And then you know how it is. They just accumulate.
Yes.
And now it's out of control.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes you leave them unread or mark them unread so that you'll come back to it. And so he goes on to make the point, if it's something easy, rather than going back and forth in email or text, just call the person.
Yeah.
And have the quick conversation. Get it figured out and move forward.
That's true. I've found out for some reason young people like to text more than they like to talk on the phone.
Big time.
And
big time.
And so with them, it's like you have to text them because they won't answer the phone.
Yeah.
And I think my generation, I would much rather just call you than to have to text you.
Yes.
But I love what he says at the end of that point. Wisely use email, texting, and social media. He said, I simply avoid social media as much as I can, and as far as I can tell, I'm not missing much.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Social media consumes so much of our time. We don't even realize it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you get that. I don't know if you get the weekly update that tells you how much time you spend on your phone.
Oh.
Do you get that?
I don't think I do. Oh, I think I do, but I don't look at it. Is that
bad? Most of the time I try to ignore mine or I justify it some way. But the crazy thing is that I get mine every Sunday morning. It always appears while I'm driving down in between services.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that's the timing.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
And I see that, and I'm like, I wasted so much time this week.
Yeah.
But I try to justify, well, no, that's because I was watching a sermon.
Yeah.
Or I was watching this sermon that I needed for research. But it's such a time waster, you don't realize it.
It is. And I think it's so hard because social media can be used for such good. But I think if we're all being honest, 75% of it, you would just be better off without it. Go outside, grab a glass of tea, and sit on the porch.
Go outside. Go outside and play.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
Just enjoy what God's created. And especially during this season of our nation's history.
Yeah. Yeah.
The less social media you consume, the better off you're going to be.
That's absolutely true.
So what's number seven? So we were looking at the seven time management principles that have helped me, according to Chuck Lawless. And he said number seven, do quickly anything I can do quickly.
Mm.
If I can resolve an issue with a quick phone call, I do it. If I need to sign a paper, I do it then. I heard somewhere, Timmy, where the goal is don't touch anything twice.
Huh.
So I've tried to learn that, like with email.
Mm-hmm.
When I see an email, answer it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really good at answering emails and text.
Hmm.
But I've tried to work on this in that as soon as I see it, then I respond.
Yes.
So you don't put it off.
Yeah.
And then because when you put it off, then they all build up. Now it's a time thing, and it's you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
So he says to do everything you can quickly, do it quickly.
Yeah.
To save time.
Yeah. When I read this one this week, it was actually very helpful. There was a couple things I had on my to-do list, and I was like, why don't I just knock them out real quick? And it kind of builds momentum, too, when you start knocking things out or you handle something. Like, the signing a paper is perfect. I mean, the number of times, like in a TV show or a movie, somebody walks in and says, I need this sign. They're like, put it on my desk. It's like, well, what are you waiting for? Like, are you going to sign it or not? Just sign it. Be done with it.
Just sign it. Yeah. Or, you know, someone asked me here, hey, look at this. I need you to approve this.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, well, just put it in my box or put it on my desk, just let me see it right now.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with it.
And to that point, something that I heard said one time, and this is a little different, but kind of the same, is when somebody asks you to pray for them. People will say, would you pray about this operation I have coming up? It's very easy, especially in the church, to say, oh, yeah, I'll be praying for you. And I was in class one time, and somebody said, just pray with them right then.
Yeah.
Because you're going to forget. Yeah. Let's be honest. The number of times we've said, I'll pray for you, and then, you know, you might ask the Lord, I know I'm forgetting things, you know, but why not in the moment? And that's so encouraging for people, too, that you take the time right then to offer up a prayer.
It is. And that way you're honest.
Yeah.
I prayed for you.
Yeah.
And it also will reveal, sometimes, Timmy, it does reveal the heart of the person. Do they really want you to pray for them or not? Is this serious enough?
Yeah.
It's so serious, I'm going to pray for it right now.
Hmm.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
So the 7 time management principles that have helped me: train myself to get up earlier, pray through each day the night before and the morning of, prayerfully use a to-do list, do the things I don't want to do first, in most cases, limit meetings to 30 minutes, wisely use email, texting, and social media, do quickly anything I can do quickly. You know, the good news here, Timmy, about all of this is that after we have done this now, I'm just thinking you're going to be so productive around here.
Well, I hope so. I know I'll be watched anyway.
This is going to be life-changing.
Yes.
I can't wait to see all that God does in your life, Timmy.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today, Timmy. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you. Life is short. Make the most of it, y'all.
It is. So thank all of you for listening to Pivotal Decisions Podcast. Share it with others. Let your friends know. Subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. And until next time, remember, the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.